This hour brought to you by LibertyOnCall.org. Take back your independence, control, and make your own healthcare decisions. LibertyOnCall.org. Together, we are one.
Right to bear arms shall not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Shall not be infringed. Here comes the nation's Second Amendment watchdog. Stand back, gun grabbers, and welcome to the House of Pain. Brought to you by Frog Lube. Performance made in the USA. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Good evening. Let me straighten that part of that out. This is Lock and Load. Number to get in, 877-807-4048. This is the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio that we're coming to you from. And this portion of the show is brought to you in part by AmmunitionDepot.com.
27,000 square feet. 50 million rounds on hand. Outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. Why am I being asked, is the radio show down? No. The radio show is not down. I don't guess. Anyway. Anyway. It's past Wednesday. Well, today, actually. At a Senate hearing. Maryland Senator Barbara Mikulski said she wanted to avoid getting involved in constitutional arguments. But the problem here is that we're talking about the Second Amendment, that she doesn't want to get involved in constitutional arguments. That's a big deal. that's a big problem there. Loretta Lynch got out there and she said, of course, everything is in perfect line. Everything is going as good as it can. That's not true. That is not true. Now, which one was it? Shelby, Senator Shelby out of Alabama. He's out there giving them all kinds of stuff. But what they're trying to do is they're trying to say that this is all perfectly constitutional, that everything is perfectly okay. Mikulski, a Democrat and an ardent supporter of gun control, of course, said, I look forward to listening to the Attorney General and listening to this wonderful panel that you've invited to participate today. She said in her opening remarks ahead of a Senate Commerce, Justice, Science, and Related Agency Subcommittee hearing, which heard testimony from Attorney General Loretta Lynch. So let's solve the problem. Let's not get involved in constitutional arguments, and let's help our American people be safe and secure in their home, their neighborhood, their school, and their house of worship. She sort of sounds like she's saying that she has proprietorship over this. Makes me wonder. It really does. The biggest thing here that has to be looked at is this new redefining of who is a gun seller and who isn't, as far as one that has to obtain a license. This initiative was developed in part by Lynch and expands the category of gun sellers considered to be in the business of selling them. And I don't know how they're going to get around this whole interpretation of things. I really don't. I don't know how that's going to work. Oh, okay, well, not there, are we? Okay. Oh, gosh. In any event, We'll see how this plays out. This is going to have a little bit of legs. This is going to have a few more legs than I'd like to see it have, but we'll see where it goes. Alabama Senator Richard Shelby said the department is on notice. This subcommittee will have no part in undermining the Constitution and the rights it protects. Lynch said that she has complete confidence that the common sense steps announced by the president are lawful. She called Obama's actions well-reasoned measures, which are well within existing legal authorities, built on work that's already underway, whatever that means. Whatever that means. And yet, it is, it's out there. This has answered more questions, or created more questions than it answers. And, do we happen to know if the feed is up there? Back at you there, running the board. Because people are saying they cannot connect. We'll see where it goes. We'll see what the Senate does. It's going to take, well, let me put it this way. This is, my feelings on this are that unless there's some sort of court action, it will go forward. That's the cynic in me. I don't see the Republicans doing very much to stop it. They'll get out there and say, well, you know, and that part of it is where it comes in. That's where the problem will lay. Okay, so we can't. Okay. All right. This is constitutional. It's completely constitutional. This is a total constitutional argument. This is not something that can be swept under the rug. And that part of it, we'll see how much the Republicans take up the fight. The Democrats are going to push and say this is completely constitutional. Obama's going to say it's completely constitutional. He's going to tell the lie one more time. Well, I taught the Constitution. I was a lecturer. I was a professor, which is, lies. But that part of it, there's no getting around it. So we'll see what transpires with this. I myself would be shocked if it were to get stopped. By the Republicans in the Senate, anyway. I would expect. Well, I mean, it's already been taken up, I think, by one organization. They've already got a roadblock going, and they're going to try to file suit, and they're going to try to get it stopped to a certain degree. But we'll see. We will see. Everybody needs to stay tuned, and everybody needs to get a hold of it. If you have a senator. If you have a senator sitting on this committee, give him a call. Or if you don't have a senator sitting on this committee, give him a call. Tell him how you feel. These senators work for all of us. They do have a constituency, but they work for all of us. So, that part of it comes up, and they, of course, would have to do as we say. That's that whole part of that senator thing. Well, I see what's wrong with that. So, right now, the chat room, of course, is down because the Listen Live page is down. So, we will see, though. And we'll be right back. I've got a bunch of technical things happening here. I'll get them solved. We will be right back. We'll be right back.
27,000 square feet. 50 million rounds on hand. Outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold. America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
There's one major factor affecting the health of millions, and most people are completely unaware. Acid levels. Soda, meat, dairy, caffeine, and sugar can all lead to elevated acid levels in the body. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops get the body's pH levels back in perfect balance. It's a holistic, natural, and powerful approach that will give you greater health, vitality, and zest for life. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Visit alkavision.com. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at alkavision.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes. I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
From the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Thursday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show brought to you in part by AmmunitionDepot.com.
27,000 square feet. 50 million rounds on hand. Outrageous depth of selection.
This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. Arizona's House Majority Leader has introduced a bill to provide tax breaks for concealed carriers. There in Arizona, they've introduced House Bill 2494. This has been introduced by Majority Leader Steve Montenegro. And this is legislation which would reimburse residents up to $80 the cost of getting a concealed carry permit. Montenegro says, law enforcement has told us time and again that the first line of defense are those that carry CCW permits. In essence, what it does is it's bringing a level of awareness that we want to make sure that we can say maybe the next generation of those that want to have or possess firearms, they understand that we, as a state, value making sure that people are educated in how to use weapons or how to carry them. He justifies the bill, which he introduced January 14th, and said it will promote public safety, but critics say it goes too far. People who already have the permit can't get the tax break. It is only for new applicants. About 250,000 Arizonans already have the permit, and about 3 million more would be eligible. Geraldine Hills, founder of Arizonans for Gun Safety, said it is extremely disappointing to see the legislature once again pandering to the gun lobby instead of focusing on the critical issues of Arizona. A permit is not required to carry in this state. If you do want to take a class, people can get a Groupon deal for $40 per person. And the reason for having a permit, though, is to go to other states. That's the reason for having a permit. In fact, that's the only reason to have a permit if you're in a state that has constitutional carry, which Arizona does. Arizona does have that. But it's interesting to see that they're trying to give a tax break on it. And it's interesting to see that this is a big deal for the gun grabbers out there. It's all relative. Groupon. Anyway, ATF, they've been being asked about these new rules on gun sellers, which, you know, people go to gun shows or people get on websites like Arms List, and they sometimes list a gun for sale. Because if you go and try to trade a gun, like, okay, this Glock 19 that Agency Arms has reworked, which I'm showing on camera for at least for the people that are in the Google Plus chat room. Some gun dealers would only give me the value of a Glock 19 for it, and it would be a used gun, and would be it'd be 80% of the used gun value. I think that's what they offer you in most cases. So a lot of people get out there and they want to sell their gun themselves and get more money for it. They don't want to get 80% of the value. They don't want to get, like, if it's customized, they don't want to get just what the gun is worth. They want to get somewhere near what they put into the gun. Lots of people do this with lots of different things. Cars are a good example. People will do a couple of custom things to a car or something. But, then, you know, if you go and try to trade it at a lot, you're just going to get what the car itself is worth. If it's a 2004 model, whatever that 2004 model with air conditioning and with this kind of mileage, that's what it's going to get. It's not going to be, well, look at the stereo, look at those wheels. No, they're not going to do that. Even though they will sell it and make some money off of it when they're trying to trade for you that you're not going to get anything for it. So, these executive actions, where they're out there looking at these things, everybody's wondering how you're going to determine who's going to be doing what. The ATF is saying they're going to do it on a case-by-case basis. They will start enforcing a rule. Any person selling firearms from a store, a gun show, or online must have a federal firearms license, which I think that is pretty much the rule already, and conduct background checks, which is also pretty much the rule already. The administration stressed that there is no specific threshold number of firearms purchased or sold that triggers the licensure requirement. An ATF representative told the Daily Caller at SHOT Show day before yesterday. It depends on how much you're doing it, and there's no line. There's no bright line number. So there's no number. It's just going to be a case-by-case basis. So you can have a large gun collection, and you can sell 20 of them because you're trying to liquidate your collection, then you go out and buy new ones. You don't need a license to do that. I don't think I've sold 20 guns in my life, so I ought to be good to go. The ATF defines individuals who are engaged in the business of dealing in firearms as a person who devotes time, attention, and labor to dealing in firearms as a regular course of trade or business with the principal objective of livelihood and profit through repetitive purchase and resale of firearms. ATF representative notes, if you're trading a gun to a dealer, selling your gun, you can do that. But if you're doing it with the intent of making a profit and making money so you can go buy another gun and sell it, you might run into an area where you might need an FFL. I don't think you have to worry about doing that with a gun dealer. I mean, I've had a couple of gun dealers that I think a great deal of, and they still are trying to make some money off of it. Still trying to make some money off of it. So, although how they're going to, the whole thing about the case by case basis for me is this. How are they going to know what anybody's doing? And how are they going to do it on a case by case basis unless they're watching people? And how are they going to watch people? How are they going to look at a person walking around in a gun show or having a table at a gun show and know whether that person is, I mean, are they going to go and check every FFL at every gun show? Is that going to be a new part of the gun shows? Is that going to be how they're going to run it? I mean, this case-by-case basis, that's just the tip of the iceberg. What's to keep me from getting on Facebook and saying, got a gun for sale, somebody private message me if you want to talk about it. What's to keep me from doing that? How do they track me via Facebook? How are they going to do it without an enormous amount of data coming into them with very few people to actually track that data? And no, they can't use the NSA or any of the other stuff because they've lost that data dump too. So all that stuff notwithstanding, it's going to be quite the challenge, more than they're going to be able to handle, I think. We'll see. And we'll be right back. Agency Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carrier weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. Slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms.
Welcome to the Brotherhood.
In a time as life situation, do you have everything you need? Dark Angel is the answer to that question. The Direct Action Response Kit has everything you need and nothing that you don't. Dark Angel removes the confusion no matter the situation. In combat or self-defense, Dark Angel Medical breaches the barrier and supplies what you need to get your teammate or loved ones to the next level of medical care. To find a dealer near you, go to darkangelmedical.com. Dark Angel Medical. This is simplicity under stress.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Hey guys, Pat Matthews here to tell you all about the newest and best way to sell your products online. It's buysellmakeoffer.com, a brand new site to sell your stuff online. Your old golf clubs, sports equipment, tools, and yes, even your car. Forget about the other guys. Buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge you item fees. Go to the website now and sign up so that you can soon load all your stuff up to sell. This is not an auction site. Just use our resources along with Skype and videos to sell your items quickly and with no fees. Go right now to user-friendly buysellmakeoffer.com, where the first 30 days are on us.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
All right. I don't know how. I don't know what it did. I didn't do anything. But the website comes back. Yeah, live show tonight. Welcome back. This is Lock and Load, the number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show brought to you in part by AmmunitionDepot.com.
27,000 square feet, 50 million rounds on hand, outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com.
Hillary Clinton has, she's in big trouble. She's in big trouble, old Hillary. Big, bad trouble. Hillary Clinton's campaign spokesmen are coming out now saying that the two Republican senators have colluded and coordinated leaks with the intelligence community's Inspector General, Charles McCullough III, to smear the former Secretary of State. And they're vehemently denying the allegations. Now, notice that nobody there is saying that she didn't do it. They're just saying they're leaking it, which getting out, there's an investigation going on. I don't know how it's getting out there, but it's getting out there. Now, Brian Fallon, who serves as Clinton's communications director, accused McCullough of being in cahoots with North Carolina Senator Richard Burr and Tennessee Senator Bob Corker, the chairman of the Senate Intelligence and Senate Foreign Relations Committees, respectively. Of course, the flack was agitated by a Fox News report published on Tuesday that McCullough sent a letter on January 14th to Burr and Corker stating that agents working within the intelligence community signed declarations stating they had found several dozen emails housed on the private server, which contain highly classified information. Some of the emails contain intelligence from special access programs. This is a higher level than top secret, a much higher level, and is restricted to officials on a need-to-know basis. Even the SCI designator is a need-to-know basis. SAP, I never met anybody in the time that I was in the military that had an SAP clearance, and I worked in military intelligence. So, or at least on my last duty station, I worked with military intelligence. Fallon, of course, there's another vast right-wing conspiracy at work here. He told CNN, I think this is a very coordinated leak yesterday. When asked to defend his claim, Fallon implied that McCullough, an Obama appointee, was seeking to redeem himself in response to a Politico report published late last year, which directly challenged findings laid out in a letter he sent to Congress in July, stating that two emails containing top-secret information had been found on Clinton's unsecured homebrew server. The top-secret emails are in addition to the emails containing special access programs intelligence. Clinton campaign, the State Department disputed the top-secret designation, and Politico reported in November that the intelligence community was retreating from that classification decision. Fallon said that McCullough, that I don't think he liked that very much, so I think he put two Republican senators up for sending him a letter so that he would have an excuse to resurface the same allegations he made back in the summer that had been discredited. Well, if this stuff is so sensitive that some of these senators that are being asked to look at this stuff have to get they're having to get clearance. they're having to get permission to take a look at it because SAP is a very high classification. McCullough's letter last week indeed was a response to inquiries from Burr and Corker to find out more about the classified information found on the server. The two Republicans wrote a letter to McCullough in November after Politico published its report doubting the watchdog's top secret findings, questioning the State Department's email review process. Last month, Fox News reported that the intelligence community conducted another review of the emails containing the top secret information and reaffirmed its determination. In leveling his accusations, O'Fallon provided no evidence that McCullough provoked the lawmakers to send him a new letter so that he could take another shot at Clinton. But Burr and Corker responded to Fallon's claims. Burr told reporters on Wednesday, "I didn't conspire with anybody." He added, "There's no conspiracy or collusion between Bob Corker and I and the IG. He added, according to Politico. Corker echoed Burr, telling reporters that he and his colleague have worked in a very confidential manner to try and understand what is happening and try to ensure it doesn't happen again. Does everybody understand why all this is a big deal right now, besides the classification? The reason there's such a big stink over this is because when Kevin McCarthy was out there and he was trying to become the Speaker of the House, when Boehner said he was going to step down, when he was the heir apparent, when he was the chosen boy, he got out there and somewhere in that process he stated that the Benghazi investigation was all about attempting to get Hillary Clinton. That's what he said. Kevin McCarthy. Now, this guy at the time, he was in a position of leadership within the Republican-controlled House. That was a pretty stupid thing to say. Because, and I'm not immune to the fact that they could be out there trying to throw some smoke and mirrors our way. Not at all. I get that completely. But a lot of this, there are a lot of components to what happened to Benghazi. There are a lot of components, one of which is why they didn't get any sort of enhanced security measures, any enhanced personnel to help with security, and or any response. And then with this new 13 Hours movie that's come out, then, of course, that's sort of muddied the water some more. But all this has to do with the fact that all of these talking points the Democrats are coming out with is all based upon this notion that the Benghazi hearings are about getting Hillary Clinton. Now, the email server, of course, to me is a completely different animal altogether. The other part and portion of this is that she claimed to have deleted a whole bunch of emails, and anybody that works for the State Department has to fill out this form that states that they will maintain and then turn over all documentation that they generate while in the State Department back to the State Department upon their exit from the State Department. No indication if she signed that or not, which if she signed it, then she has breached it. If she didn't sign it, why didn't she sign it? Who would be responsible for making sure she had signed it? That's the kind of thing I'm talking about. So all of this stuff, this is all like the email server thing is all part of, it's part of one show, but there's a whole bunch of stages right now going on. They're all playing simultaneously too. Corker got out there and said, I don't even know who the IG is. I know his name, but I've never met him. The accusations against McCullough sparked an immediate response from Republicans who pointed out that the watchdog is an Obama appointee who received high praise from Democrats during his confirmation. A former FBI special agent and a former assistant inspector general at the NSA. McCullough was Obama's first pick to serve as administrator general in the intelligence community, a role created in 2010. He was nominated in August of 2011. NBC noted that McCullough donated $1,000 to the Bush campaign in 2004. A spokeswoman for McCullough declined to respond to Fallon's comments, telling the Daily Caller, "We're just very focused on our role of getting this review completed. I am so sure. So very, very sure." We will be right back.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Appears like everything is coming back up. Good question out there on the agency arms guns. Let me explain the agency arms guns if I can. Okay. There's a lot of people that would get out there and tell you, hey, you don't need to do anything to a Glock. It's perfect. Glock perfection. It's not exactly perfect. Okay. It has a couple of things I don't like about it. I do not like the take-up on the trigger, as an example. I don't like that. Now, having said that, I carry Glocks almost exclusively. So, let me take you all the way back. I was doing a show one day with, back in 2012. And I'm doing a show with Chris Costin. Somebody asks him about salient Glocks. I didn't know what a salient Glock was, and Chris, after the show, Chris got off the phone with me, and we talked, and he told me what they were, and I looked them up, and, wow, they were different. So I got with Salient, and then Salient turned out to be a sponsor of the show for 3 years, 2012, 2013, 2014, no, excuse me, 2013, 2014, and 2015. So I thought they were the greatest thing since sliced bread. When I renewed with them in 2015, I had just gotten out of the hospital. I had sent a gun to them to be reworked. I had another gun that was sent to me. And I was waiting on that gun to be, the other gun that I'd sent to them, be sent back to me. And I sent it to them in early February. I got it back in the second week of December. Now, there were a couple things that happened. And believe me, some of these things I'm going to tell you, I don't consider them to be damning to Salient Arms. There's only one thing that was damning for Salient Arms with me, and we'll get to that shortly. Salient decided to move out of California. And when they decided to move out of California, at the same time, it turned out, now all this time that I've been working with Salient, I did not know that Salient sent parts of guns out to be worked on. They were outsourcing them. They were outsourcing them and sending them to two guys, Mike Parks and Randy Niesvonder. Randy was the owner of the five-axis CNC machines, and the design of the slide and the trigger and the frame all originated with Randy and with Mike. They would do it, and they would do their thing, and then they would send the gun back to him. And it was pretty much, you know, except for the modifications they'd made, the internals of the gun would be pretty much stock. And Salient would do some things with the barrel and everything. They would coat the barrel with something that made it look gold. And it was a very unique-looking gun. And my first two examples of those guns were very, very good, although there were, you know, there was rumblings out there that people that weren't either promoting them like I was or shooting superstars like Chris Costa was, were not getting the same, you know, people just buying guns from them were not getting the same level of guns. That was already rumbling out there. I heard all of that. So I'm looking at this fact that I've got this gun with them, and they haven't sent me anything, and I start trying to call them, and I knew they'd moved from L.A. to Las Vegas. Now, in January of 2015, Randy Niesfonder and Mike Parks started a company called Agency Arms. Agency Arms comes along. They told Salient that they would no longer do their machining for them. And Agency all of a sudden had to find somebody else to do it. This is where the damning part comes, okay? Round about June, when I finally got my head above water as far as in my recovery, I'm looking around and I'm thinking, wow, I've got a gun that's been missing for quite some time. I wonder what the deal is with that. Now, mind you, I had spoken with Adrian Chavez and Aaron Chavez, who the last time I spoke to either one of them was in January after SHOT Show. They went dark. Now, Adrian made a reference to the point that they had moved, but he did not tell me how things were set up, and he didn't tell me how things were going to work out. And they went dark, and for months I would call them, and then I started calling people that I knew I had agency, or excuse me, I had Salient in common with. And I came to understand that agency had, or not agency, Salient Arms. I came to understand that Salient Arms had, they had woken up one morning without the means to make guns anymore. And they were still taking guns in, and they were still not telling anybody, we don't know when you're going to get your gun back if you send it to us. Now, what they had done is they contacted I believe it was Nichols Engineering, which is an aerospace engineering company out in California to do the cutting on the slides. And they got the slides and sat on them. And the scuttlebutt that they were pushing out there was that there was companies out there trying to collude to run Salient into the ground. Now, there's a reason I'm bringing this up. One, I've been really pushing Agency Arms. I've got with Agency Arms, and now they are a sponsor. And I'm very pleased to have them because they are. The thing about it, when they went dark, anybody that was listening to me that was sending their gun to Salient to get it reworked, that gun was going into a black hole. And then nobody would tell anybody anything, and that's the damning thing. With Agency, the day the gun was done, somebody would text me a picture of it. The next day, I would get an email with a tracking number for it. And then, boom, on that day that it said it was going to be there, boom, I had gun in hand. They are everything they say they were going to be. I wake up. I got up this morning, and I'm not at SHOT Show, so I'm not really paying that much attention to it. And apparently, Salient went out and got with Arsenal, and they've gotten the pistol they call the Strike, and now they're taking and they're the ones actually modding the pistol, and they're selling it that they're selling guns that way. So they got all involved in as sort of an OEM modifier for Arsenal, and they're putting this gun out, and they've respelled it. It's Strike with a Y instead of with an I. And that apparently was one of the things that was in the works while they were sitting on everybody's gun for a year, which they could have quite easily sent out an email, made a phone call, or whatever. The thing is that with Salient, with their differing levels of trim, you were looking at paying $2,300 sometimes just for the work. And then your gun has vanished and you don't know where it's at. And for me, that was a problem. That was a damning problem for me. Agency, all three levels they have the field gun, they have the urban gun, and they have the hybrid gun. They're all the same price. They're all the same price. And they're three components, three main components to the main build, the slide, the frame, the trigger. You can send your gun there and just have your slide done. You can send your gun there and just have your frame done. You can send your gun there and just get the trigger put on if you want. You don't have to go for the full build. The trigger is well worth the price of admission. So, I mean, if you were going to start somewhere, you could start with that, and that's about $200. But they turn them around. They get them, they turn them around, they keep you in the loop the whole time. It's a beautiful experience. It's like getting out there and having your own valet working for you while they work over your gun. Salient went dark, and apparently they've decided to go into OEM manufacturing and everything else, and they've never talked to told me anything. Of course, I dropped them. I dropped them, and there's some other things going on out there that I don't know where they slit their own throats. They slit their own throats with this, and that's on them. They could have saved themselves an awful lot of grief. The only way I was able to get any sort of information from them, because they put this, they hired somebody, and I felt bad for this guy, but they hired somebody, gave him all the phone numbers. He had to call everybody. I had to threaten him with reporting the gun stolen. And then they could have explained to the ATF what was going on and unraveled that on top of everything else they had going on, but I finally got it back. I don't have it anymore. Don't own a Salient gun. Don't want to. Although, apparently I've never owned a Salient gun because all of those guns were done by the guys at agency. We'll be right back.
Education has to be boring. Because this is SDI. With the most effective distance curriculum available, your career in firearm technology beckons. SDI offers the most complete education with local hands-on training available. SDI expands and obliterates the traditional internet-based education format, further enhancing the SDI graduate's capability and desirability as a professional gunsmith. To find out more, go to SDI.edu and get ready to launch your new career.
Agency Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carrier weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. The slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms.
Welcome to the Brotherhood.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online, and I found it. It's BuySellMakeOffer.com, a brand new company that's the newest and best way to sell products online. You can even use Skype or video to sell your car, home, any product. You get 30 days free, packages starting from only $7.95, and BuySellMakeOffer.com never charges item fees, ever. Just go sign up, then load your stuff to sell. I love this site, BuySellMakeOffer.com. Got it? BuySellMakeOffer.com. Better selling, better buying.